All right, on that note, let's talk about Paco del Stinko. Let's see, does anyone want to go first on this? My notes are a little bit sketchy.
Mine too. Like
mine
I usually
too.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll start off then. I was was that a theremin, right? It's I know he has one, and it starts out sounding a little bit like a guitar, but I'm almost certain that that's a theremin. He automatically gets points from me if he's using a theremin. It's great Paco stuff. It's not atypical great stuff, though, you know? It's not all that outside his wheelhouse, and that's fine, though. It's good, reliable Paco. I like the lyrics. If it were me, I would have turned that bass guitar way, way up during the second verse, or maybe doubled that up with some other instrument. Where kind of like a lot of the other stuff goes out. There's like this neat background bass riff that's going on. And I think just sort of highlighting that a little bit more would have improved it a little bit. But you know, Paco isn't Dricatorium and it's great as is. I was happy enough with it. It's good.
I really like the gang vocals that are kind of sneery, that sort of take place in the middle of the song. I like the fuzzed out rhythm guitar, which sounds punkier than I usually hear from Paco, which I like. I kind of like the licks at the end, you know, ending with a solo I think is a nice touch. The vocals seem a little far back in the mix. I would have rather have heard them a little bit more forward and a little bit more present. One of the reasons I had a hard time coming up with something new to say is that this song is just really right in Paco del Stinko's wheelhouse. And, you know, I know that he you know, submits songs every week, so it must be hard to come up with something new every week, but I'm starting to feel like maybe he's leaning a little too hard on his wheelhouse.
I've loved the two hits so much. I thought that was so great, and it was kind of weird, unusual things for him. And this was back to the Paco stuff that I don't really care for. This is another one, kind of like Evil Grin's, the issue I had with the guitar in Evil Grin. This is one where just like the ride cymbals, just the like wash of drums made this fatiguing for me to listen to, and so I didn't enjoy the physical act of listening to this song. I thought his vocals were good, his kind of weird vocal tics and bobbity bahs and things that he were doing. I do wish the vocals were clearer so that would come out more. The bulk of this song is like the same riff over and over again. It gets old. There is a couple contrasting sections, but other than that, we have this riff that's really getting hammered. And then my complaint is that this is a song that is clearly called What Not to Say and is not called What to Say and How to Say It.
Right.
I know I was just glancing on the Neurine boards and there was a little bit of a conversation about like how closely do you have to hew to the title. My feeling is that if you heard the song and then you saw what it was called, there shouldn't be like a weird whiplash like what moment. And sometimes it's harder than others with, you know, and this is a really long title. It's like pretty specific. But, you know, I'm good. That's the main thing is I'm good at what not to say. Yeah, that's just me complaining. Sorry, Paco. I wish I had some more. Obviously, he's a great guitar player. But other than that, it didn't do much for me.
I think what he did with the vocals with the lyrics sort of, it kind of opened up a whole new world to me in future song fights. Cause I'm thinking like, yeah, you can do the title or you can do the exact opposite of the title. Why not? You know? So I think right now, I think I'm going to be thinking about like this next one can be bending the knee or not bending the knee or,
sure, but,
you know, so
yeah, but
I get your point. I totally get your point. But I also thought, like, oh, this is kind of freeing a little bit if you can get away with that. And if he's not getting away with it with some of the people who are voting, then.
Sure. Yeah. And I think the Glash, you know, the fact that they just used the title as their main hook in the chorus, the rest of the song could have, for example, been in Thai and not even in English, and it would have been fine. Like, you can take that approach. You can be just kind of like, okay, cool, here's the title very prominently displayed, but for the rest of the lyrics, I'm going to go off. And that might work for people or it might not, but that's another way of thinking about it.
Yeah, I actually agree more with Micah than I do Grumpy Mike on the forums, who thinks the title is just a suggestion. My feeling was, your job is to create a title hook from the title and to prominently use that in your chorus. And if you're not doing that, you're not embracing the title. I've come down a little bit from that position, but I certainly appreciate it when people make a strong title hook out of the title, because that's kind of what I feel like the challenge is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
But some of the titles are shitty, and so I can see why you
wouldn't do that. I like how Ryan and I tried to talk over each other, and we're both like, go ahead. And so Chumpy was like, okay, I will.
Well, okay, but I'm thinking we can come up with examples where you wouldn't hold them to it. And right now I'm having difficulty, but like... How about 2112 by Rush? They don't say 2112 anywhere in that, do they?
That's fine, but...
Yeah, but it's also the name of the album. One whole side of the album, right?
That's a concept album, though. That's different than a pop song.
So Jim Tyrell, P.S., greatest song in this fight, objectively true. Near the beginning, he says, like, you know, there's only two things. The one is what to say, and the other is how to say it. Like, if he had not, he does do the full title word for word later. But even if he didn't, like, that would be fine with me. And even if he didn't have that line, that the concept behind the title is shot through the entire lyrics of his song. So it's fine if you don't say it word for word. Paco's, it is going in the opposite direction, kind of deliberately, and like, that's fine. But the underlying concept is not shot through, and he doesn't have the phrase itself. So, I mean, it's kind of a gut thing. And really, for me, it is like, if I heard the song and then I saw the title, would I be confused?